All right, welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ Chance. My brother, what's going on with you, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm just loving this California life.
Ain't that the truth, bro? Ain't that the damn truth? So, village, here we are. We are in the village. We're getting ready to go live on Facebook. If you guys hear a bunch of noise in the background, it's on my end. I'm having my roof redone. So, yeah, I'm in the office podcasting, and the people are above me ripping my roof up and hammering and beating and everything else. So, village 4A, 5 podcast. So, here we are. Yeah, man, we're just about to get after it, and y'all just got to forgive the noise. Like, let me go ahead and just mute that, and there it is. And so here we're going to go live. There it is. All right, bro, so let's go ahead and jump into these topics, man. We're already started live, and let's just go ahead and get after it. The Mueller report is out. It's out. Everyone's talking about it. So here's the thing about the Mueller report that I think a lot of people fail to realize. I don't think the Mueller report fully exonerated our president. That's the thing. It didn't fully exonerate him, right? From the way that, so my interpretation of the Mueller report is there was not enough evidence to charge him, but there was something there. And so it was left up to Attorney General Barr to interpret it. And obviously, let's be honest here, what attorney general is literally going to convict his own boss? That's probably not going to happen. So there it is. But at the same time, the Mueller report does need to come out. Well, at least need to come out to our elected officials in Congress and Senate. Let them review it. You know, if you need to redact certain things, I understand that. But to not put the thing out is absolutely asinine. So what are your thoughts about the Mueller report?
You know, I agree wholeheartedly that it definitely doesn't exonerate Trump. Very clear. The bar was very high for the Mueller report. It was in order to pursue a conviction, it had to find evidence of collusion beyond a reasonable doubt. So that means it's not even like a grand jury, which has a much lower standard to be indicted.
Mm-hmm.
But it also said that there was, like you mentioned, there is stuff out there. There's enough to have, you know, seven people in prison, 5 guilty pleas, 37 indictments. That's not nothing. But whether or not Trump himself, you know, was involved beyond a reasonable doubt, you know, that's high bar. But as far as the report, you know, my biggest issue with the release of the report is the fact that Trump gets to get it first.
Yes, that bothered me as well.
Make redactions. That was like, well, why didn't you give Bill Clinton the Starr report and let him make that? So that he would have been impeached if that was to happen.
Yeah. And that's the thing that did bug me, because how are you going to give the report to the person that's being investigated first?
Right.
Like, we wouldn't do that in a normal situation, right?
No.
We would never do that.
It wouldn't happen for you. It wouldn't happen for me. It wouldn't even happen for the Attorney General himself.
Yes. And that's the part that does bug me about all of this is if this is the now the new norm, if this is the new norm, right, I am saying, okay, cool. But it has to be across the board, right? It has to be 100% across the board. If you're going to do for him, you have to do it for everyone else from now on. If a sitting U.S. president is being investigated for anything, the president, whether he's an independent, a Republican, or a Democrat, should get the investigation first, and that person, male or female, should be able to review it first.
And
make the redactions. That's what I'm saying.
You know,
I don't have a problem with Mueller coming to his findings. That part doesn't bother me, right? But it's the simple fact that President Trump got it first. That's what bugs me about all this. If Mueller says, hey, man, this is what I found, this is what I could get him with, this is what I can't get him with, so be it. Let's move on. Let's move forward. That's how I feel. Chance, what you got? What else you got?
This whole thing with, the new norm. I can't accept the new norm. I don't think the new norm is speaks of justice for everyone. It speaks to the elite being able to do whatever, and it's being enforced at the highest levels. And there's excuses being made at every level of government for crimes and that the president does, which is shameful as far as I'm concerned. It's despicable. It's unconscionable that, we have a Justice Department that's willing to turn the other cheek, so to speak. And then this guy Barr, his son, gets a job as a law advisor for Trump after this ruling. Mm-hmm. There's no shady or sideways dealing or anything even being considered with any of this stuff by the GOP, which... If the person's names were Clinton or Obama, if any of this would have happened, there would have been all kinds of Republican backlash behind this. But their moral compass only works when it's pointing away from them, not toward them.
So. Yeah, I'm not going to get into the weeds of all that, but I totally understand where you're coming from with that sentiment, man, because this was, you can argue all you want that this was about a witch hunt. And you put up a video the other day, bro, Adam Schiff, how people want him to step down and stuff like that. He put up a beautiful response to all of them. And I agree with him 100%. If you think that this is okay, and if you think that that's okay, if you think that that's okay, and he just listed so many different things. And it is really, like, to me, unless you're just a completely closed-minded person, you didn't hear anything he said. But me being the open-minded person that I am, Chance, when Mueller said, hey, I can't get him for this, I said, okay. So the only way you're going to be able to beat Trump right now until our other elected officials on the Democratic side get a hold of that report, get to go through it with a fine-tooth comb, guess what? The only way to beat Trump, if you dislike him personally or his policies or a combination of the two, you will only beat him at the ballot box. It's that simple now. The ballot box is like playing basketball. The ball never lies. There it is.
I think I have one last hope. The New York Southern District. I've always liked them. Those guys, I have a gut feeling that the New York Southern District is going to prevail and dole out justice like an episode of Law and Order. Where the FBI and the special investigator failed.
We'll see what happens, man, because I in my heart of hearts, I thought there was something there. I thought there would have been enough to say, hey, this is what he's done. We need now to move forward with some kind of legal action. Now, is that legal action the maximum thing here of impeaching a president? I didn't know for sure if that would have been the final outcome, right? Mm-hmm. But obviously there was something there, right? All the lying, the Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal, all that stuff, that's still there, right? And you can say all you want, well, he didn't collude with Russia. Well, it was all of our security agencies said, hey, Russia helped him, and that's that.
And four of his campaign officials apparently did. So, but here again, it comes down to beyond a reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. And that is a very high bar to set.
Yes, it is.
And then the one thing I think is total BS is the part where there couldn't be any obstruction of justice because he wasn't found to have anything beyond a reasonable doubt. That's like saying, I don't know. That's like going out and shooting somebody and then burning the gun, threatening the cops and everybody else, and the prosecutors. Then you get a hung jury and you're like, well, see, I can't be guilty of obstruction of justice because it's a hung jury. I'm innocent. It's like, no, you still did all that other dirt. You weren't sure of the outcome of it, which is why you did the dirt in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Thought you'd get away with it.
So to me, anybody that's buying into that, they're doing it because they want to, and out of pure ignorance and just utter contempt for law, order, justice, common human decency and civility in a civilized society.
Mm-hmm. There's so much that can be said for those that are just like, there's nothing there. You know, if there was nothing there with this and there was nothing there with Hillary Clinton's and the emo scandal, right? There was nothing there. If you can't see one and not see the other, because I could see both, right? Right. I was more than willing to say, hey, if she messed up, investigate her. Cool. There it is. Mm-hmm. Let's do it, right? But the same has to be said for the other side.
Right. You know, when's Kushner going to get investigated?
That part. There's so many. And when special counsel said he wasn't going to investigate, I was like, come on, man. You know, there's more to be said here. There's more. This could have gone longer. And the people always say, and I've heard conservatives say, well, this has gone on almost 2 years. If I'm understanding correctly, I believe they did 3 separate investigations in the Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yes.
Nobody was complaining then.
Right.
So I don't know. Chance, what are your final thoughts on this, man? Go ahead.
Hey, how long was Benghazi investigations?
I don't even know, man. I just got tired of watching them, because when I think of the first one, I was like, okay, investigate, let's figure it out. The second one, I was like, okay. And then the third one, I was like, okay.
And the 11 hours of testimony.
Yes.
Now, my question is, one, Trump didn't testify at all. And two, where's the Niger investigation? Yep, 4 guys died there. Everybody's forgotten about them.
Oh, I forgot about the four guys in Niger.
No, I mean GOP.
I forgot about them. I mean, I'm a vet, so I don't ever forget my fellow vets.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't forgotten about them, but the GOP's Trump supporters sure have. Vets, those GOP supporting vets, I'm calling you out. Y'all forgot your guy.
Yeah, and that's just unfortunate, man.
Yeah.
It really is. So let's go ahead. Let's move on here to this next topic here, man, for the sake of time here. I found this article the other day, and I found it super interesting. And, guys, I'm not going to be able to see anybody on camera right now. But this is an article that I found. It's a website called The Intellectualist. And it says since 1980, the Catholic Church has spent $3.8 billion on sexual abuse lawsuits. That's huge. That's an absolute, I don't dog anybody's religion or how you practice, right? But here it is. If that would have said $3.8 billion paid out because of Muslim survivors are speaking out, this would have been all over the news from coast to coast. Right. I believe the fact that it's the Catholic faith, I think that's playing a huge issue in all of this. $3.8 billion is a lot of money. That's a lot of hush money. That's a lot of shut the hell up money. So, you know, Chance, you hearing that $3.8 billion is paid out because of this, what are your thoughts about this?
So I've actually heard those terms, those amounts before on actually NPR. Pope Francis was talking about the level of the churches having to have to liquidate a lot of their, you know, some ancient assets to cover some of these costs. And it's you had a cardinal that was actually defrocked behind some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The news media in America isn't covering it a lot because these cases are cases that are happening, being addressed in other countries. So the U.S. media doesn't really, you know, we're really U.S.-centric here. But, you know, that $3.8 billion is a huge amount of money to paying out. And my understanding is it's only a small fraction of the open case, of the existing cases and the payouts still pending.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, will the Catholic Church play bankruptcy at some point, or and or just start selling off, you know, archdiocese and other bits of antiquity to cover these expenses?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty bad. And then, you know, look at the damage it does to the Catholic faith as well.
Yeah.
You know, they're having to go in and truly restructure. And then did you hear the latest one?
No, I haven't.
Speaking out about the sexual abuses they've had to endure. And it's so it's been one of these things that's been quietly kept for centuries, and the Pope just addressed it. And, you know, he's addressed the fact that he recognizes that there's been this same level of abuse happening to nuns. And one of the reasons why the number of nuns has been falling last century.
Really?
Yes.
That's, wow. And you would think there would be more, that'd be more in the limelight. You know, I have had a lot of people that don't agree with me in this, but some rules need to be changed, right? Mm-hmm. I think what you're seeing, when you see all these different, these sexual acts, number one, it's a sickness, right? It is a sickness. When it happens to you, the victim then becomes the perpetrator, if you will, in a lot of cases, right? But I also think too, and you may not agree with me here, but I also think that these men, right, these fathers, these religious figures in the Catholic Church, they mm-hmm. need to be able to get married and have children and have a family of their own.
Right.
I think this would reduce a lot of that. I'm not victim blaming. I'm not sitting here saying that that's the answer, but I think they need to be able to get married. I think they need to be able to exercise their right as men. I understand, in a religious setting, you get married, you marry your wife, you have children, but you're still able to be a father in the church or a top official or whatever the case may be. I don't think sure. that they should tell these men and women, you can't get married, because I don't care who you are. You're still a human being.
Right.
Someone's going to get hard and someone's going to get wet. They're going to figure it out. That's life. Yeah. It's just what it is. So
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chance. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you totally on that. And I think okay. that's something that's been addressed that needs to be addressed in the Catholic Church. And I believe it's something that is the Pope is actually looking at changing.
Mm-hmm. And I think that it should change. Like, it shouldn't be any question. I'm sorry, man. I'm still a grown man. I still have needs. I still have urges. Guess what? Mm-hmm. A woman still has needs, still has urges as well. We need to stop this mindset or mentality of, you know, hey, we're going to devote our lives to God and everything will be well. No, that's a crock. That's a crock. You're still a human being. You still have urges. You still have needs, that stuff that needs to be met. So
you still have to take care of the natural.
Yes. This is natural, right? Trying to deny that is unnatural. Mm-hmm. That's what people need to realize. You can try to deny it. It's like homosexuals denying them being homosexuals. They can only do it, but for so long before it's just going to come out one way or the other. So, and I feel the same.
You have a quicker example. Try holding, you know, hold your breath.
What's that?
It's like, just try holding your breath. Then pray that you won't have to breathe anymore. You'll eventually pass out and wake up breathing and realize God shaking his head. Actually, that was a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, you're right. That was a dumb move. Right. Very, very more direct. Yeah, mine was a little bit far-fetched, but I'm just saying an example to trying to suppress that thought process of I can be okay without without any of this. No. At some mm-hmm. point, you're going to have, look, I'm going to speak to the village real. You're going to have some wet dreams. You're going to have all kinds of stuff. There's no way you can stop this. This is a natural. It's natural. Now, what you do with it is a different story. You decide to go get married and have kids. That's okay. That's okay. I think they need to allow that and let that happen. And until then, I think we're going to continue to see these cases and more money being paid out. So, you know, Chance, that's how I feel, man. Any final thoughts before we move on?
No, I think it's going to get continue to be an expensive and rightfully so. I think the church is they're stepping up now, but they need to do more. And mm-hmm. I think they're dragging their feet in some instances because it's extremely embarrassing to the church. And and it runs deep. You know, some of these guys are you know, they sit here and they're almost untouchable within the Catholic. You know, that needs to be addressed as well. Just the structure of the church and how who can be committed of who can be accused and subject to the laws that govern everyone else,
mm-hmm.
and having these things kept internally. So that's being addressed too in many countries.
Okay. It's going to be a long battle, bro, for them to recover from all this. And I think the number one is, like you said, pay out the restitutions. That has to happen. And number two, they have to revisit allowing these men and women to get married. You have to allow that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that has to be addressed. It's just that simple. All right, man, let's move on to this next one here. Jussie Smollett gets off, bro. Didn't see that happening. I didn't see it. I didn't see him getting off. I'm being real with you.
I didn't either.
I didn't. I thought for sure his ass was going down. I was like, dude, that was dumb. That was dumb. I'm sorry.
It was dumb. But, you know, what this is starting to remind me of is the case. When they dropped the charges, the first thing that came to my mind was OJ. You know, when they had him, and then all of a sudden they don't have him, I'm wondering, was there some overzealous policing that violated ethics, civil rights, or something?
Mm-hmm. You know,
is it that caused them to drop the case, drop the charges?
Yeah.
And, you know, to drop charges on an open and shut case tells me that somebody on the opposite side did some dirt.
Think so?
Yes. I mean, look, like I said, my frame of reference is the OJ case. So OJ, they had OJ until they got that. Well, that OJ looked so sad when they were telling him to put on this glove. Everybody knew they got him.
Mm-hmm.
But the crooked cop kept the glove and didn't put it in the evidence bag, left it in his trunk where it was nice and hot and cooking in that California sun, and it shrank up. When OJ tried to put that little teeny glove on, he got so happy all of a sudden.
Because he knew he was good.
And you know, like old boy said, you know, the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That's right. Johnny Cochran.
And they knew. You know, the LAPD knew at that point, you know, if they would have just followed their own procedures,
not protocols,
overzealous, they had a legitimate ruin their case. So I'm wondering if the same thing happened with the Chicago Police Department.
Yeah.
You know, they're known for doing some dirt, too.
Well, of course. You know, the irony about all this is I found it. The chief superintendent, whatever his title is, how he was so upset. And I'm thinking to myself, man, yo, do you not know what's going on with your own department? Because y'all are under a lot of damn scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There was a clip that came out the other day. It was about how Chicago police officers were raiding the wrong houses.
Yeah.
Right? Raiding the wrong houses. One woman kept asking for the warrant. She says, can I have the warrant? Can I see the warrant? And they arrested her and took her outside in the cold in the snow to shut her up. Didn't allow her to see the warrant. Another woman says, can I please see the warrant? Right? She was adamant about it. She was holding her kid. They finally showed her the warrant. She says, this isn't even my place. They live upstairs. That's on the video. That's on the what are those chest cameras?
For yeah, the, yeah, the body cams.
The body cams. Yeah. It was on the body cam. The woman literally said, they live upstairs. This is not even that unit. I'm like, wow. But you're worried about Jussie Smollett? And here's another thing that I want to throw at y'all. Please, 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 you Fox News retards, please stop saying, oh, what about that white privilege? No. Please trust and believe and understand, right? This is a case of celebrity privilege, right? Mm-hmm. Because I promise you, if Jussie Smollett was just Jussie Smollett from the South Side, his ass would have been in jail.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. If you really want to talk about privilege, let's talk about Brock Turner only serving how long and getting off while a young man in Texas is in jail for the rest of his life for the same thing? Come on, mm-hmm. man. Come on. Jussie Smollett is celebrity, right? I still thought they were going to bust his ass. I still did. And from what I read, Chance, they kept the $10,000 bond, and he has to do community service, right?
Right.
But I think the brother was guilty. That's my personal feeling. Yeah. I think he was guilty. There it is.
Yeah. I think they came to some settlement because of some I think the Chicago Police Department probably did some dirt. And it worked in their favor.
Mm-hmm.
Got him a jail free card,
which is crazy.
Which goes back to the whole to justice. You know, like I said, OJ proved that at this point in time, there's two types of people: there's rich people and everybody else.
That's it. That's it. At this point, man, it's you're either rich or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're either, and let's just say you're just a regular person. You're either white or you're not.
Right.
So please don't come at me talking about Jussie Smollett got off and all this other crap. No, a celebrity got off. Somebody who's famous got off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if Jussie Smollett was a brother from the South Side trying to do this or trying to just drum up fear, you know, because this Trump's America and all this other crap, guess what? His black ass would be in jail. All 16 counts, they would have found him guilty. There it is.
Yeah, if that was you or I, here again, we wouldn't be here doing this right now.
No, no. Maybe you would be here. You know, I just give you the password. You can log in and continue the show. Or I would just do the show and try to find new co-hosts. But
right.
No. No, if you had did that, no. If I had did that, no. No, that's not how it works. I don't have mm-hmm. that kind of money. I can't afford those kind of lawyers. That's just the ugliness of it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you, like, again, if you come at me and you say, where's this white privilege at now? No, it's called celebrity status. It's called you got some money status, so you can get these good things. I can afford a decent lawyer, but I guarantee you I'm still going to get the book thrown at me. There right. it is. Just saying. You know, I'm tired of this.
Celebrity lawyer.
Yeah, I can't afford a celebrity lawyer. I can't. I can afford somebody probably in East County and hope mm-hmm. they do the best. There it is. But stop. Please stop saying this is where's this white privilege at and all this other crap. No. White privilege is generational, yeah. right? It's being able to say all the crap that you want to say, but nothing happens to you. It's so many different facets. You know, I can't even get into it right now. It's one of those things. That's an entire show by itself, Chance. So, Chance, my brother, what's your final thoughts on this, man?
Yeah, you know, I think there's more to the story that we haven't heard that I'm waiting to see mm-hmm. when it comes out. I like the Mueller report.
Yeah, I need to see the Mueller report, man. I need to see it. I do. I want to see the redacted version of all this stuff. I want to see it. Mm-hmm. There it is. I want to know what Mueller was not able to convict him on, if you will.
Right.
That's what I want to know. I want to know why there was not enough evidence to go forward with saying collusion. And even then, people really need to understand, man, collusion is not necessarily a crime, right? Like, I didn't understand that. It's a collusion is a behavior. Now, mm-hmm. what you do with that collusion is could be the possible crime. But collusion right. in itself is just a behavior. I didn't know that. So I had to, you know, like I said, stuff gets said. I go hop on the Google machine. I read and I figure it out. I'm like, oh, well, yep. damn, there it is. Didn't know that. Collusion is a behavior. What you do with that collusion could be the crime. Got it.
That's when the conspiracy comes in.
Yes. Yes.
Hard. And that was the hard part, is, you know, conspiracy is a frame of mind, and that's hard to prove.
Exactly.
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, man. So let's do this last thing here. I got some village idiot. I got one in particular. I'm going to screen share with you guys because, you know, I don't know what the hell these people are thinking, but they're doing it. And if any of my friends do this, please unfriend me. That's all I'm going to say. So let's go ahead and let me figure this out. Let me share this with the village. And here we go. All right. Glittery scrotums are the latest dog grooming trend. And why not? Chance, you okay? And that's the show right there. That's the show. Shaking my head right there. That's what this is all about.
Oh,
all
right. My God.
Here we go. How far would you go to show off your pet? Some dogs have their own Instagram and Facebook pages. Side note, I have a few friends of mine, a gay couple, and they created a Facebook account for their cat, and I am friends with their cat. Fuck. I don't know what to say. I'm friends with the cat. There it is. It's okay. He's a good cat. Some dogs have their own Instagram and Facebook pages. Others are dressed up in ribbons and bows, carried in bags, even employed as professional personalities. If the pictures are proof, most of these pets are having a ball. Speaking of which, the latest trend to displace the better judgment of otherwise responsible pet parents has emerged. Dog owners are covering their canine companions' most sensitive areas with glitter. Here it is. This is the latest trend. This is the latest and greatest in dog grooming.
You see, I can't unsee this, so I can't even look at this.
Bro, this...
I need that space in my brain and my memory cells.
Look at this one.
No.
This...
No.
This... This is what it has come to.
And this is how
we are here.
This is how you get a Trump as president of the United States.
Bro, I am just so, I'm so confused. First of all, who said let's start plastering Bojo's balls in glitter?
Well, you remember
how do you know that Bojo wants his balls glazed in glitter?
Well, do you remember when people were putting those the dangly balls on their trucks and everything?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of dumb too, but go ahead.
But, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Hyper-masculinity has always sold, and people will try to do anything to, well, some people, some segment of the population, will try to do anything to achieve some sense of hyper-masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
It means covering your animal's genitalia in glitter, putting fake scrotums on your pickup truck because you are not comfortable with your own self or whatever it is. You know, you need to feel hyper-masculine. You know? So I don't know. I don't get it. I'm sure somebody that's doing it is making some money on it.
Yeah, someone's got to be making some money because you've got a whole article printed about it. Hell.
I can't, yeah.
I'm not doing this, bro.
No, look. Yeah, anybody that does that, they definitely deserve what they get. They get the Village Idiot Award. You need to make a trophy.
Yeah. At this point, I'm saving the truly crazy stories, and I'm just like, you know what, man, at this point, bro, you know, you gotta get the what the hell award.
You can get the Sack Trophy Award.
Like, this is absolute insanity.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I couldn't ever in history. I'm not going to. I'm never going to. Even if my dog still had theirs, I'm just not going to do it. You have to get, no, never, ever. Not painting no toenails, none of that. Stop it. I'm not that guy. No. Chance, my brother, what's your Twitter, sir? All your information.
I can be reached at Chance W. Brown on Twitter. I can be reached at Kevin Knows How on Facebook. I forget my, but you can find me on the Welcome to the Village page. I'm on there lurking every once in a while. If you post something crazy, I will, or factually inaccurate, I will chop you down just to let you know.
Yeah, yeah. You will, trust me. I love watching your page. I love watching all your people try to, like one of your friends put up a, what was it, a Snoop's link? I was like, come on, bro.
Snoop. Right. You know.
Come on, dude. Snoop's. Come on, man. They're just as biased as every other freaking website. Man, get out of here with that. Come on. If you don't have like a, come on, like a news source or, come on, eyewitness testimony. I'm not trying to hear it at this
point. I had someone post a Breitbart statistic.
Like, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. Any place where Mario Yiannopoulos, wherever the hell that dude's name is, anytime, or Steve Bannon, those guys, I'm cool. You can just save your keystrokes by posting that link, because I'm not going to hear anything. I'm not going to read it. I'm just not.
If your founder is a self-proclaimed white nationalist, white supremacist,
mm-hmm.
Miss me on your
miss me. Yeah, brother, that's perfect. Right. If the founder or the people that back you are white supremacists, we have nothing to discuss. Nothing. All right, Village. You guys want to get a hold of me? I am at Enlighten My Mind. I handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. Slink is on Mondays, so you guys will see Slink on Mondays. He is at Slink Grindstone, trying to try to get Chance on Mondays as well. Do a bitch show, all three of us. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr by searching for Welcome to the Village. The Zoom replays can be viewed on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, which is posted almost immediately. But I have a doctor's appointment today, so I'll be posting later on this afternoon. We can also, like I said, on Tumblr, and there's no more Google Plus. Just search Welcome to the Village on YouTube and Tumblr. Email is welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website, welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. And simply put, Village, if you guys want to come in and say something, create a free Zoom account. And when we go live on the Village with Zoom, you guys come on over, check us out. If you got something to say, respectful. If you have an intelligent argument to make, I will bring you on camera. You'll make your argument, and then we'll go from there. But if you did come off spouting off some madness like Breitbart or anything else, I'm pretty much going to just click you out and keep it pushing. And if it affects our friendship, hey, man, take care of yourself. Other than that, Village, I got nothing else. Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye.
You are at the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking. Let's get it.